I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is American Legion National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer. As Memorial Day approaches, it's important to keep in mind that suicide prevention among veterans is the top priority for the American Legion. Dan, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, Heather, it's good. It's good to be here.
So, what exactly is the American Legion?
Well, we are the largest wartime veterans organization in the world, and we're excited to gather together as that family of veterans and in embarking upon a great mission. I talk about changing lives and saving lives, and that is to bring down that suicide high rate within our community down. And I would say it's very personal, it's very rewarding. But when you look at the statistics out there of dealing with suicide, especially in the veteran community, I'm sure our viewers even know about some of the numbers because it's the talk on the street as well. It goes from 17, 18. I think more of a campaign number is 22, but I have some reports that it could even be double that. We do know statistics, though, that are concrete, where we have 135,000 veterans take their lives, and that is from what we know of the Vietnam War to the present. More than all those wars of death, we have more that take their life in suicide, and that's a crisis to us. And when we are an organization, and when we talk about the largest, but we have 12,000 posts really around the world, it's just not in the United States, but around the world, we can make a lot of difference. And that's why we're really not just promoting it, but being trained. We're taking this serious, where we want to train our members to be that listening piece. So we're going to ask those hard questions. We're going to listen, and then we're going to reach out. That's really our mission. We're serious because every life is important to us, and we want people, especially our veterans and their families, to be a part of us.
Why is suicide so common among veterans?
Well, that's a good question, Heather. I wish I had the magic wand, or we would just take one little pill and everything would be better, right? We have a headache, we take a Tylenol, not to promote Tylenol. But anyway, on a serious note, it's complex. It's very complex. And I think what happens is some veterans, though, lose hope. And, when they're in, they have a mission. They're supposed to do this. They get up in the morning, they do this. They have their buddy system. And when they get released, sometimes those four walls get closer and closer. I think a lot of it can happen where there is a serious PTSD issues. I think a part of it's family separation as well, loss of friends, like I said before, and definitely the high stress, just dealing with their job. I mean, we might have a bad day. You might have a bad day even on the radio, but no problem. We get back and the next day is fine. But for our military, I mean, it could be a difference between one mistake. High stress could cost life, that stress. So that's why we just want to continue to reach out and say, hey, we're here. We basically chewed the same ground too. We know those things. But the big thing is we want to be there. We want to listen and we care.
Yeah. And speaking of that, what is the American Legion's Be the One campaign?
So that is, as I go around, I know we use the word campaign, and like I kind of alluded to earlier, that is for us to kind of get together. And so I say it's not really a campaign. It's not a catchy title. It's it's not just a cool slogan, but really a mission. And Be the One is this. We want to be the one to save one. We know the difference between just one person just asking a question, one person showing compassion and listening can save a life. I've been so far, I'm only home, my home is Wisconsin, so I know that's a long ways from where you're airing, but I've only been home roughly about, I'll be home about 2.5 to 3 weeks out of my whole year as National Commander of the American Legion. So I'm on the road all the time. And I have, at every state that I have visited so far, and I'm going on my 45th state, I've been around the world already, people have come up to me and said, Commander, what you talked about, you know, when I address suicide, they come up to me and said, you know something, Commander, that was me. Every state, there's a case, there's an example. And I get so many people coming up and saying, thank you for doing this. And making it at least being aware. And that's what we want to do. We want our members and that our whole family, we're nearly 3 million. So that's a lot of people. We have a lot of posts, but we're doing it one at a time. We want to reach out and get that message that it's okay not to be okay. We're here for you. And really what we want to do is just listen. Listen.
Okay. Now, if we have a loved one who's a veteran, or if a listener is a veteran themselves, and they want to be the one to make a difference, help stop veterans from taking their own lives, listening, as you're saying, what's the next step? If we listen to a veteran and we hear something that maybe could be a warning sign, what do we do next?
That's an awesome question, and that's part of our training. So in a case that it is a crisis, we're not a mental health expert. You know, we're not claiming to be. We don't have all the answers, but we do know the resources, and that's our next step, and that's where we reach out. So if it is a crisis, we are not afraid to dial that 988 number, and that is that suicide hotline, and we dial then one after that, which pertains then specifically to a veteran. That is something that, you know, we're not afraid. We know those things, and that's what we want to do. But sometimes it's not bad to also ask as we listen, and in part of my training that I was sitting on just recently too, is sometimes it's that circle of family and friends as well. It could be clergy. It could be somebody that they're really close to. And for me, my profession is a pastor. I'm a ordained Lutheran minister of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That's my job. So this national commander, I'm on sabbatical to fulfill my election. And I think a lot of people will know that sometimes in my profession, and when I counsel, I don't even talk sometimes. It's just that people come in, they want to get something off their chest, they want to vent, and we talk through it. And like I said, sometimes I don't say a word, and people come up and say, you know, Pastor, I feel a lot better. I feel so much better. And I didn't say a word. Sometimes it's just that compassion, taking time and listening. And that's what people need to restore that hope. That they're not alone. And so for us in that training, that next step is just to know those resources out there. And then to be that true ally, that true friend in the veteran community. And so for, you know, more complex as well, that answer is that if there's anything that they need to know, a veteran and a veteran listening, look us up. Legion.org, I mean, and then even BeTheOne.org as well. We have a lot of resources out there and a lot of information.
Okay, that's awesome. So once again, Legion.org is the website to go to for the American Legion. Now, Dan, what are some of the other things that the American Legion does that maybe people might want to get involved with?
Yes, you know, that's a good question too. Hey, you're doing good job, good job. But what we're doing is, when I first joined, I thought, hey, it was just a little club on the street, and it's like, the American Legion is immense. I mean, we help in so many areas. This is a serious mission, and when we talk about changing lives and saving lives, and it has. I'm not saying worked, but we have prevented suicide from happening, and it's so gratifying. And but the aspect of this as well is where we plug into our communities. When you see American Legion post, I mean, that's a pillar of the community as well. There's so many things that we do with our children and youth as well, from scholarships. Baseball programs, oratoricals. I mean, just with baseball, I just gave a report a few days ago, and it's like we bring onto the field for baseball 50,000 baseball athletes. I mean, this is amazing. So giving them a chance, and for I know for us in Wisconsin, the All-Stars that get selected get to play on the Brewers Field, American Field Park. I mean, it's pretty awesome, the relationships that we have struck up and continue to do. And so it's a pretty cool thing to do. And like I said, from scholarships and then even helping out with proms and bringing people to come after football games and come to the post for pizza. We do all kinds of things like that. And the big thing is that we do that is pretty awesome is Boys State and Boys Nation. And of course, we have Girls State and Girls Nation as well. And being able to go to the White House, visit the president at Boys Nation, I mean, talking about 16,000 young men and thousands of girls to be able to have that experience. In fact, President Clinton was a Boy Stater and actually sparked his political career at that program. So a lot of people don't realize
Okay.
all the things that we do within the American Legion.
That's fantastic. Okay, so once again, legion.org is the website to go to for the American Legion. And then if you'd like to find out more about how to be the one to help prevent veteran suicide at Memorial Day and beyond, the website for that, betheone.org, betheone.org. And of course, anyone in crisis, 988 is the National Suicide Prevention Helpline. And we've been speaking today with American Legion National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer. And Dan, thank you so much for being here and letting people know more about this very important issue and what the American Legion does. So, really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather.